Tuesday morning. This is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. A Tuesday assessment after the heat of Monday. Nathan Buckley to take you a little deeper than the snap judgments. Every loss is not a crisis, and when you learn the lessons, that parlays into wins down the track. So round 10 after that, we'll dig a little deeper with Bucks. Ben Brown is going to join me as this morning unfolds as well, but maybe a little bit of word association for those of you who have been playing along. Ping through your word association for your club, or if you've been brave enough to do the sweep of 18, you can send those through as well. So bottom up today, West Coast. Dismal when it mattered in one of the few games of opportunity. North Melbourne, commendable against the almighty. Essendon, re-established minimum standards under heavy riding. And it illuminated the many problems. Adelaide, oozing grunt and desire, lacking class. The Giants, unshackled, unbridled, unleashed. They lived the interim coach cliche. Hawthorn learnt the lessons of previous fade-outs for the best win of the Mitchell era. Gold Coast, beaten but unbowed. Proof of a different Suns. Port Adelaide, desperately seeking Charlie. Collingwood, road warriors. Western Bulldogs picking their way through, someone's making way. Richmond, done everything they should have in the past four, the challenge starts now. Sydney Swans, the evidence mounts that this isn't their time. Geelong, the most Geelong-like win in Geelong. St Kilda, winning tough is a great quality. Maybe time to get to the coach's contract. Fremantle, costly losses and testing times. We'll spend a bit of time there today. Carlton, no, I'll just hold off on Carlton. Brisbane Lions, sometimes you lose. Melbourne, cruised and conserved against the lowly. All right, Carlton. Carlton is the it team. They've moved from guilty pleasure to everybody's spruik. Here's Carlton from the back line.
The longer I thought about that game, and Jacob Wietering controlled everything. How we didn't put him in the votes is an oversight. I cannot speak volumes for how good that young man is. And is he the premier defender right now? Key defender?
The Carlton midfield will take the Demon midfield to the cleanest. To the cleanest.
You said they're the most powerful midfield in the competition.
The most powerful midfield combination, five players in the game, they are.
The tools that they've got with their forwards to keep Lever, May and Petty busy, and I think Jack Silvani would be a great one to be able to tag Jake Lever, and then you've got Curnow and Mackay and DeConning to keep them accountable. So that's the first point. Their forward line is as good as any in the competition. Now, the smalls that they've got, Owies, Fisher, Durden, Motlop when he plays, are the ones that are playing with a ferocity that no other small forwards in the game are playing. So provided you get the ball on the ground in your forward line, they're the best ground level team in their forward 50 in the competition.
So from the back line, the premier one-on-one defender. In the midfields, the most brutal setup and the most dangerous forward line to boot. That's the whole They are the it team, Carlton. I do rather love it. 0433 98 11 16, your word association for your team, or a little more broadly than that as you go.